As President Obama prepares to deliver his State of the Union speech tonight, and Governor Rick Snyder prepares to give his State of the State address, here's an intriguing question. Which man has the higher approval ratings in Michigan? Michigan State University economics professor Charles Ballard has discovered the answer in his latest State of the State survey just released today. So, Charlie, who has done the best job winning the approval of Michigan voters?
Well, for the first time in the dozen or so surveys that we've had since Rick Snyder took office, his approval ratings are higher than President Obama's. When Rick Snyder came to office for the first time back 4 years ago, they were tied at 44.5% positive. We consider it a positive if the person says either excellent or good as their rating of the performance. Since then, the president has usually been a couple of percentage points ahead of the governor, but in the last year or so, Governor Snyder's numbers have held steady, and President Obama has slipped a little bit. And so in this most recent one, Snyder was at about 38% positive and Obama at about 35%.
So the president is sliding. And it's interesting because we're going to see him in his State of the Union speech tonight, you know, taking credit, I should say, for the auto turnaround. But it sounds like he's not getting the credit from the Michiganders you talked to.
It's interesting that, you know, the president did play a big role in the turnaround of the auto industry, and we have now had 5 years of economic growth, and yet that hasn't translated into improving approval numbers for him. Now, I should note that our survey was finished several weeks ago. Just in the last couple of weeks, some national surveys have come out that indicate that the president's numbers are looking up, and we'll have another one in the field soon. It'll be interesting to see if his luck takes a change with Michigan residents when we check that.
And it'd be interesting to see if Governor Snyder's goes up based on Detroit's exit from bankruptcy and you know, playing a role in bringing all these parties together and making this happen. It'll be interesting to see if the governor's approval ratings bump up as well because of that.
Well, you know, I think that that may have been one of the things that helped to buoy his numbers a little bit in recent months. Governor Snyder, really, over most of the time that he's been in office, his approval ratings in our survey have been remarkably steady. Almost all of the ones that we've done since he took office, he's been in the mid to upper 30s. But I think there is room for improvement for both the governor and the president, especially if we have the kind of economic growth that is being forecast, both for the state and the nation. If the forecasts that various economists have made hold, we're going to see pretty decent growth in 2015. I would hope that that would lighten people's moods, and that would probably show up in higher approval ratings for the elected officials.
And you checked on people's opinions of their own fiscal health. What did you find about consumer confidence numbers for last fall?
Well, we ask people every time we do a survey, which is 3 or 4 times a year, we ask, what's your current financial situation? How are you relative to the way you were a year ago? And what do you think it's going to be like in a year? And for the current financial situation, the last couple of surveys, we've had right around 50% have said either excellent or good, and the others divided between not so good, fair, and poor. That is substantially better than what we had 5 years ago, probably not surprising.
Wouldn't be hard, would it, from the depths of the Great Recession?
Yeah, to say that you're better than 2009, that's sort of setting the bar really low.
Yeah.
On the other hand, none of our consumer confidence numbers is as good as they were back in 1999, when the unemployment rate in Michigan was below 4%, when really we were doing the best that we've done in decades, in that late 90s and into the first couple of months of 2000. But then after that, things began to slide.
What do you think is the takeaway for Governor Snyder as he, you know, kind of looks ahead to his second term?
Well, I think the takeaway is that he's probably doing okay. Certainly he was doing well enough to get reelected. Interestingly, his numbers when he got reelected were a couple of percentage points higher than Jennifer Granholm's numbers 8 years ago when she was reelected. So you don't have to have fabulous approval ratings to be elected. You just have to have good enough. And I honestly think, based on what I know about Rick Snyder, I'm not sure that he pays a huge amount of attention. I mean, I wish he would, of course. It's my survey. I'd love him to just delve into the numbers in huge detail. But I think he is one of these political leaders who says, okay, this is what I want to do, and I really hope people like it. But if they don't, it's still what I want to do.
Charles Ballard, professor of economics at Michigan State University, speaking about his latest State of the State survey, which was released today. As always, thanks so much, Charlie.
Thank you, Cindy.